I'm Graham, continuing to entertain you with some music which I hope you'll enjoy. In 1929, Warner Brothers Studio in the USA, in Hollywood, introduced the first of several Gold Diggers movies. Here's a song from the first one. Clouds with Sunshine, written by Al Dubin and Joseph Burke for a motion picture, The Gold Diggers of Broadway. It was played by Jack Hilton's orchestra, the British orchestra, with a male trio of vocalists. The next song that you'll hear originated in a New York show in 1916. The recording you'll hear is an Australian recording from the 1970s. Butterfly, composed by Raymond Hubbell for a New York stage production called The Big Show in 1916. And that recording was by Eric Jupp's Orchestra, an Australian recording from 1971. At this day in 1924, an operetta titled Rose Marie was first performed in New York. Subsequently, a movie was made in 1936 which starred Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Here are two songs from Rose Marie.
Let me know your love, my love, to you.
Rudolf Frimmel and Otto Harbach wrote the songs for Rose Marie. Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy sang Indian Love Call from the show in the 1936 film version. But the big hit for the title song was by this artist. I wonder if you can guess who it is. The singer of Rose Marie was, of course, Slim Whitman. That recording was on our hit parades in 1954, and his recording of the Indian Love Call was also on our hit parades the year before that. Slim Whitman, songs from Rose Marie. I said earlier that I would tell you about an unusual event that occurred on Broadway on the 1st of September 1960. The event was that the lights of Broadway were extinguished at 8:57 p.m. on the 1st of September 1960 in honour of the songwriter Oscar Hammerstein II. He had died on the 23rd of August, and that was the way his contribution to American popular music, and particularly to Broadway musicals, was recognised, or one of the ways. And I think it's appropriate that I play a song for which Oscar Hammerstein II wrote the lyrics to honour that.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is wink in her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willer is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
From the 1955 motion picture version of Oklahoma, Gordon McRae sang Oh, What a Beautiful Day. The song was first performed on Broadway in 1943 in the Broadway production of Oklahoma, music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. I can feel that you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
and set my world on fire. No love but your love can fill me with desire. Slave of me. No arms but your arms can banish all my fears. No charms but your charms could last a thousand years. No
enjoyed those two lovely love songs. The first was When I Fall in Love, and then No Love But Your Love. That was sung by Johnny Mathis. It was written by Billy Miles. The next recording you'll hear is by one of the most highly recorded German lyric sopranos in the 1920s and 30s. I refer to Annie Friend. She was born in 1900, and from 1922 she sang in opera and operetta throughout Europe. She retired at the start of World War II and sang for the Allied soldiers and volunteered as a nurse towards the latter stages of the career. Annie Friend will sing the Nun's Chorus from the operetta Casanova.
Thank you.
Annie Friend, my singer of renown for the first week in September, German soprano sang the Nun's Chorus from the operetta Casanova, music by Johann Strauss II, lyrics by Ralph Banatsky. Here are two make songs.
Only make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. All this mind, peace of mind in pretending. Wouldn't you, wouldn't I, wouldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss or two or three? Might as well make believe I love you. For to tell the truth, I do.
Though the cold and brutal fact is, never met, we need not mind conventions, P's and Q's. If we put our thoughts in practice, we can banish all regrets, imagining most anything.
Couldn't you?
Couldn't I?
Couldn't we?
Make Believe, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II in the 1920s for Showboat. That version was from the 1951 MGM motion picture. It was sung by Howard Keel and Catherine Grayson. Well, that was one make song. How different from that could this make song be?
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Ah, ah. My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh.
Nassau, Herb Brown and Arthur Freed wrote Make 'em Laugh, the way to make success on the stage. And I like the lyric, you can charm the critics but have nothing to eat. The singer was Donald O'Connor. He sang it in the motion picture Singing in the Rain in 1952.
I'm running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay and reckless too. Every time, all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Love nobody, it ain't worthwhile. All alone, running wild.
Running Wild by Les Paul and Mary Ford.
I'm tired of crying, and all your lying. That's why I'm buying a China doll. See you. Her eyes are bluer, her faults are fewer, her lips are truer, my China doll. I'd rather have the doll of clay that I could call just like you. Well, old heart of stone, she'll never leave me and not deceive me and never grieve me, my China doll.
China Doll, written by Egbert Van Alstyne and Harry Williams in 1909. That was Slim Hit Whitman's hit record from 1953 and also from 1967. Here's an Oscar-winning song from 1941.
And charming has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cab that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember. Trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change, I'll remember her that way. Thank you.
St. Louis woman with a diamond ring. Pulls this man around by her apron string. Runs for powder off a starboard head. Why, that gal of mine would get nowhere, nowhere. 'Cause the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. Got a heart like a rock, yeah, yeah, tucked in the sea. Or else she wouldn't be so far, so far from me.
Last Time I Saw Paris, sung by John Charles Thomas. St. Louis Blues, played by the Sydney band of Abe Romaine and his orchestra. I think Abe was the vocalist.
Wonderful, wonderful, it's a favorite star of all.
What
Wunderbar, written by Cole Porter for Kiss Me, Kate. That recording, a wonderful duet, was by Paul Jones and Nicola McAuliffe from a British production of Kiss Me, Kate in 1987. And for that, Nicola McAuliffe won the Laurence Olivier Award for the best performance in a musical in Britain of that year. Nicola McAuliffe and Paul Jones, Wunderbar.